Bandwidth and hosting for BagelTech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to BagelTech News. It's Wednesday the 7th of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So if you were thinking of getting 4G for your phone, you're going to have to wait a little bit longer, it would seem. Ofcom has deferred the decision to go to auction until mid-2012. The auction was originally supposed to take place in the first 3 months of next year, but it's been pushed back because of the terms and conditions, which means that until anyone's won anything, they're not going to develop anything, and it's going to be a long time before we get anything that works. So there you go. We're going to be on crappy HSDPA for probably another 2 years. I love being in Britain. Orange has struck a deal with Deezer. Now, we told you about Deezer last week, but it would seem that Orange has confirmed a partnership with them. It's bringing Deezer Mobile to 13 million Orange customers, and it's all going to be part of your tariff as of today. Yes, you won't pay a penny extra, and you'll get all the music that Deezer's got to stream to you free of charge. Oh, that sounds good. Carol Bartz has been removed as CEO of Yahoo. She's been replaced by CFO Tim Morse, who's going to look after the job temporarily until someone else is got. She was fired over the phone by the chairman of the board, apparently. After Bartz took over from Jerry Yang a couple of years ago, she was seen as being the more professional manager who could lead the place forward, and it hasn't seemed to happen. Their share price has yinged and yanged, and it's now at $12.50, where it was when Bartz took over. So, she's been given the boot. Oh dear. Kodak has announced a whole new range of Hero printers. They look really nice, actually. I've got to say, I'm not a great fan of Kodak, but there's a whole pile of them out there. The Hero 7.1, the Hero 9.1, and the Office Hero 6.1, and there's a whole load of specs and that kind of stuff. If you want to know, go to Tech Radar. They've got a full look at them, and we'll have a look at them in closer detail on the photo show this week. They've also taken their technology from films and developed better inks, they say. And also, Kodak's director of consumer inkjet printers has come out with a rather bold statement. 60% of the people out there won't want a Kodak printer. They charge a little bit more for them, and they say that it's because people who do an awful lot of printing get a lot of benefit from cheaper inks. However, those of you that want to just do two or three photos a year, you're probably better off buying something where they make a 3-to-1 price offering on the inks compared to the printers themselves. I'm going to have a look, but they do look nice. Samsung have released the Galaxy M Pro. Not content with looking for lawsuits from Apple, they've looked like they want to get one from BlackBerry, because I've never seen more of a rip-off from a BlackBerry phone than this one. Samsung's new business model seems to be to piss off everyone. Well done, mate. I'd do it. And also at IFA, LG released the Smart Scan Mouse. It's a mouse, of course, and it's got a scanning port on it. So what you do is you put it in scan mode, hold the button down, and then swipe backwards and forwards all over your document. And it's kind of like rubbing it out, if you like, but actually what you're doing is rubbing it into the software. It looks very, very nice. It does up to A3 sizes, and it can even do up to 300 dpi images. £85 as well. So that's not bad. Not bad at all. Intel has announced a whole new load of Sandy Bridge CPUs. Now, you might be sitting thinking, well, that's going to be a real new high-end spec, and it's going to be really, really difficult to get, and it's going to be an awful expensive experience. And it's not, actually. They've got some single-core Celeron G440s at $37. They go up to a quad-core i5-2320, which is only going to cost you $170. And at the top of the range in the mobile sector, they've got the Core i7-2660XM. It's a quad-core chip with hyper-threading, and it's clocked at up to 3.7 gigahertz. Good God. That's going to come in at $1,000 though, so you won't be seeing many of them around. Angry Birds has also come with some iPod docks. Yes, they look absolutely stunning. There's loads and loads of speakers and docks. They've all been shown at IFA as well. They're up from €69 onwards, and when they're going to come and hit the market, it doesn't actually say. But there's everything from the pig in the helmet right the way through to the red bird, the black bird, and the yellow bird. They look great. I want one. I hope I get a review unit, but they won't be getting it back if I do. Now, did you like the Nokia ringtone? Well, if you did, they want another one. They want you to design their new iconic ringtone. They're offering up $10,000 for the best one that's submitted, and the top five submissions that get the runner-up prizes are going to get free access to the OV store. Quite what's in there that you'd want to buy, I'm not entirely sure. But if you want to enter, then you go to nokiatune.audiocraft.com, and they'll give you all the details and what to do. And a developer for Mac has come up with a fantastic solution for Shake to Undo. Now, you know you've got Shake to Undo on your iPhone or your iPod Touch. Well, he's come up with the version for OS X. If you make a mistake, you pick up your MacBook and you shake it. It's going to work just fine if you've got an SSD, but if you've got a spinning drive, I think it's going to be shake to scratch. And finally, a lad on YouTube called Skyranger has discovered something that could be quite alarming. If you use the hotel safes that they give you and you put in your own code so that you get that feeling of security, he found out that if you forget your code, the hotel comes up and just types in six zeros because that's the default master password. It would seem that a lot of hotel safes are not changing the master password. So wherever you go now, make sure that you type in six zeros and see if it opens a safe. Chances are, it probably will. If you've got a story, then send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube as well now for the video podcasts. And the video podcasts are being submitted today for the other shows, so watch out for those in iTunes. We'll be back tomorrow night with the Bagel Tech Big Show as normal, full house planned. And then on Friday, we've got the Daily News Show in the morning. Then we've got the Mac Show at 1 o'clock. And then we've got the Photo Show at 3. Please join us if you can for all the fun and shenanigans. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.